Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Gordon Lemon Field, Lafayette, Indiana. Tonight's game, Lafayette Jefferson Broncos, visiting Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll also mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. They've taken infield, outfield practice. Both teams have done so. They're putting the bases out on the base pads right now. Both umpires on hand are going to wear dark blue. They're going to go with the sleeveless. It's a warm night here on the diamond. Probably going to get up in the little to mid-80s. Supposed to be that about all week except for Wednesday. They're talking about 79 degrees. Coaches meeting getting ready to take place at home plate with the two umpires. They're shaking hands right now. Should be a good ball game here at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Jefferson Broncos. These teams are supposed to play earlier this season. Couldn't play. It was a bit wet. So they rescheduled the game for tonight, the 9th of May. So they're talking about it on the diamond right now. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll mention first the visiting team, Lafayette Jefferson Broncos. They have a school enrollment of 2,053. They're class 4A, sectional number 7. In their sectional, there are 5 teams. They are Harrison, Kokomo, Lafayette Jeff, Logansport, McCutcheon. The principal at Lafayette Jeff High School is Mark Preston. The athletic director is Justin Gardner. The athletic secretary, Stephanie Pinsick. Lafayette Jeff High School is located at 1801 South 18th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47905. It is literally just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. A couple of left turns, a couple of right turns to start with. We'll mention you can reach them on the telephone, 765-772-4700. You can reach them on the web at Bronco, that's B-R-O-N-C-H-O, athletics.com. On Twitter, it's at Jeff Athletics. Their color scheme, red and black. They perform in the North Central Conference. There are 10 teams in the North Central Conference. They are Anderson, Arsenal Tech, Harrison, Kokomo, Lafayette Jeff, Logansport, Marion, McCutcheon, Muncie Central, Richmond. They're currently listed here as 9 wins, 13 losses, 4-5 in the North Central Conference. Head coach is Clayton Rickard. Their next game after tonight is going to happen on Wednesday, the 11th, 6 p.m. ball game. It's going to be Lafayette Jeff at Western. They're introducing starting lineups right now. We're going to take a break right now. We'll talk about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights here momentarily. Everybody's in attention. We're going to have opening prayer and the national anthem. We'll set this down.
We're now going to please rise on your behalf for the opening prayer and the national anthem. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just in their endeavors and give them strength to come to be themselves. In Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, and Spirit. Thank you.
It's our national anthem. You can tell. You might have heard a Bronco fan in earshot. We'll mention a little bit about the Texas Catholics, our home team on the school board. They have a school enrollment of 293. They're class 1A, sectional 53. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen here, Lafayette Central Catholic. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Lafayette Central Catholic. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Denham. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have an East and a West. We'll mention them alphabetically. Overall, all 10 teams. Benton Central, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights. We'll mention that Hamilton Heights. Leading totaler right now, batting is a Dean Mason. Dean Mason batting .419. That's in 12 games. He's got 17 RBI, 6 doubles. He's got a home run. At 48 plate appearances, 31 official at-bats. Also, Lafayette Central Catholic, Northwestern, Rensselaer Central, Tipton, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Western. Central Catholic Knights are currently 12 wins, 4 losses. They're 7-1. They finished 7-1 in the Hoosier West. They'll play Friday night. They'll play against Western for the Hoosier Conference Championship. Head coach for the Knights is Tim Bourdonnais, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda following tonight, going to happen tomorrow night, Tuesday, May the 10th, 5:30 start time. University High School Trailblazers will be here at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll throw the ball around the diamond, get ready to put it in the glove. Going to start this game pitching, number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins is going to start on the mound. He's got 29 innings under his belt thus far this season. 7 appearances. This is number 8. This is his 7th start of the season. He's 4-1 on the season. He's faced 117 batters. Leadoff batter in today's ballgame is going to be Asa Copen. Asa Copen batting for Lafayette Jeff. Here's the first pitch. Breaking pitch inside the ball. 6:07 on the wristwatch. Asa Copen, center fielder, wears number 4 for the Broncos. Here comes the second pitch from Robbins. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Going to call it out. It's going to be called by Evan Deanhart. He's going to back up, work his way in the grass with the swirling wind. One out here in the top half of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be Brady Preston. Brady Preston doing the catching today for Lafayette Jeff. Where's number 12? Right-handed batter going to step in. Stepping behind the rubber, Bren Robbins. A little moisture on the fingertips. Number 12, Brady Preston. Number 33, Bren Robbins working from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch across the dish. Strike 1. He'll step out of the box, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and step back in. Brady Preston. They're wearing the gray uniforms are the Broncos. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Strike 2. Knights are going to wear they're wearing the white uniforms with the navy blue sleeves. Had they didn't have sleeves, they'd be sleeveless. Here comes the pitch, the 0-2. Just missed. Ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The step back on the rubber. That's Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Number 12, Brady Preston. He'll foul one back to the screen. Count remains 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 count, the 2-hitter, Brady Preston. Lafayette Jeff Broncos visiting Central Catholic Knights. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The step back in, 2-2 count. Work it from there. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch. Missed, left to make the way. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, three strikes. Bren Robbins gonna peer in, look at signals. From Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter, Brady Preston. The pop one up, foul territory. He's gonna get out of play. Giving it a chase, TJ Bell. Also, Owen Munn nearby. 3-2 count. He'll step back in. That's Brady Preston. Bren Robbins behind the rubber. He'll step back in the rubber. Ball's in play. Here comes this call time. Home plate umpire calls time. Going to be a softball or maybe a baseball. Gets on the playing surface. Tyler Fox going to throw back over the fence. So let's step back behind the rubber. Bren Robbins step back in. Brady Preston. Three balls, two strikes. He'll peer in. Look at signals. Jackson Kane. Ball's made live. Here's the 3-2. I give a load of kneecaps. They go down looking. Two outs here in the top half of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number three, Jacob Habinga. Jacob Habinga playing left field for the Broncos. Adjust him batting gloves. Tighten up the Velcro. Right-handed batter, batting in the three position. Jacob Habinga steps in now, taps the plate, drags it towards him. Here comes the wind, and here comes the first pitch. Low for ball one. Readjust the glove. One ball, no strikes. Three-hitter, Jacob Habinga. You see three-hitter, wouldn't face as many curveballs. He'll take a drive to left field. He's going to get up against the wall. He's going to bounce off the wall, picked up in left field by Carter Johnson. Sliding into second base, no throw. A double off the bat of Jacob Habinga. The throw comes in.
Now batting nice. Hitter, number 27,
stepping in. It's going to be the four hitter. Where's number 27? Evan Rainey. Evan Rainey going to bat in place of, defensively, it's going to be Nolan Grabavoy. Nolan Grabavoy going to do the pitching for the Broncos. He wears number 7. Left-handed batter, Evan Rainey. First pitch comes in low, ball one. One ball, no strikes, working out a stretch, peering in, looking for signals. Check second base, Albert Stead. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Just step back in. Bit of a wide stance there for 27, Evan Rainey. Getting a modest lead there at second base. He'll pop one foul out of play left side. Broncos occupying the third base dugout. Knights occupying the first base dugout. Just step back in. Two balls, one strike. Evan Rainey, Bren Robbins. Pitch comes in high, ball two. Check that, ball three. Three balls, one strike. The four hitter, number 27, Evan Rainey. Runner at second base, two outs, top of the first inning. Runner at second base is Jacob Habinga, Albacete. Pitch comes in high, ball four. Five pitch walk issued to Evan Rainey. Runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup going to be the shortstop. That's number two, Abram Ritchie. Abram Ritchie, right-handed batter's box. Step in. Peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins, out of the set, checks second base. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Strike called. No ball, one strike. Going to get a modest lead here at first base. Will Rainey, not being held on. Regular depth for the infield. Out of the set. Pitch comes in. Strike two. Might have been a breaking pitch. Runners at first and second base for the Broncos. Habinga at second. Rainey at first. Working out a set. Check second base. Pitch comes in. Short hop to glove. Good block by Jackson Kane. Kept it in front of him. Count goes 1-2. Step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Check second base, out of stretch. Breaking pitch, going to strike him out. He'll go down looking. Going to leave two runners on base. Base hit to left field. They got a double. That was off the bat of Jacob Habinga. No runs. We'll mention no score. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the first inning. We thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. We'll mention this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. That's in Frankfurt. Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli in the same building. Larson and Sons Target Sports, Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. And right there on Main Street in Atlanta, you can stop in Choo Choo Cafe. Choo Choo Cafe, get a meal, get a breakfast. Stop in and visit them. And then down the street, Mr. Muffin's Train. That's in Atlanta, Indiana. So let's throw the ball around the infield. We'll mention defensively. Going to play defensively for the Broncos. They'll start like this. At the catcher's position, Brady Preston, he'll wear number 12. Pitching for the Broncos is Nolan Grabovoy. Grabovoy wears number 7. At first base, it's Aiden Marcus, wears number 15. Second base, Mason Myers, wears number 1. At shortstop, Abram Ritchie. Abram Ritchie wears number 2. Third base, Keelan Dunkel, wears number 5. In left field, number 3, that's Jacob Habinga. In center field, Asa Copen wears number 4. In right field, Kyle Grabovoy. Grabovoy wears number 11. As mentioned, the DH is 27, Evan Rainey. And doing the pitching, he'll play defensively for the DH. That's number 7, Nolan Grabovoy. They throw one down, throw it around the horn. They put it back in the hand. He'll put it in the glove. That's Nolan Grabovoy. They'll work right there. On the diamond, stepping in, going to be Carter Johnson, first batter for the Knights. He plays left field position. He wears number 25. Working from the windup, Nolan Grabovoy, right-handed pitch. They'll work a little bit angled there, both feet on the rubber. Here comes the first pitch to Johnson. To check the swing, it'll be a called strike. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the first inning. No score. Peering in, looking at signals. Grabovoy, here's the wind. Swing and a miss. Carter Johnson. A little bit out in front of it. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Lefty facing the righty pitcher. That's Nolan Grabovoy. He'll pop one left side. It might be in fair territory. Give in chase. His left fielder making the catch is Jacob Habinga. One out, bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 24, Evan Dehart. Dehart wears number 24. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Both feet in, peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Grabovoy, here comes the wind. Ground ball, right, I should say left side. He kind of pulled it right there in front of the Broncos dugout against the fence. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count to Evan Dehart. Turning in looking at singles. Here's a whine from Grabovoy. Foul ball at home plate. Going to get a piece of the foot there of Evan Dehart. Shakes it off in a hurry. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Evan Dehart. The step back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Nolan Grabovoy. Ball's in play. Peering in looking at signals, Grabovoy. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Short hop the glove, going to get past the glove. It's going to be a wild pitch, get back to the screen. count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, steps back in. Evan Zienhart, nobody aboard, one out, bottom of the first inning. Here comes a line from Grabovoi. Short hops the glove once again. Brady Preston got a piece of that one, kept it nearby. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Wind swirling, kind of blowing out the right field. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive. He's going to go to left center field. He's going to come in and make the catch. On the run, he'll slide on the knees. He'll make the catch at center fielder, Asa Copen. Two outs here in the bottom half of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 12, plays second base, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. Right-handed batter. They get some warm-up swings outside the box. They'll work right there on the diamond. Peering in, looking at signals. There comes a wind to Munn. Short off the glove. It's out there. Brady Preston. Count goes one ball, no strikes. 1-0 count. A step back in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch from Nolan Grabovoi. Inside a ball. Count goes two balls, no strikes. 2-0 count. Kind of adjusting the bill of caps right here. Wind blowing. Here at Central Catholic. Here comes a 2-0. Breaking pitch. Broke about two-thirds of the way to the plate. Got a good break on that one. Two balls, one strike. Here comes a 2-1. Breaking pitch tight. Inside count goes three balls, one strike. Step back in, Owen Munn. Peering and looking at signals. Nolan Grabovoi. Here comes a wind and a pitch. He's going to pop one. Second baseman can step out of the grass, make the catch. Three outs. Knights, nobody on base. They leave no one on base, they get no runs. We're missing.
Into the top of the second.
After one complete, it's a 0-0 ball game. Will Mission also bringing this game to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low-payment plans. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Get there early. A little bit of a traffic disturbance, somewhat we'll say, right there in downtown Frankfort. But it's going to look good when it's complete. We'll mention around the diamond for the Knights. They're going to start like this defensively. Captain Kane wears number 3. He'll do the catching. Doing the pitching is Brent Robbins, wears number 33. At first base, T.J. Bell, number 16. Second base, Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Jeanhart, number 24. At third base, Ryan Schumer, number 7. In left field, Carter Johnson wears number 25. In center field, Tyler Fox wearing number 14. And Caden Minnick in right field, number 20. The DH in the ballgame starting out. That's Justin Brady, wears number 32. Playing defensively for Justin Brady is number 33, the pitcher, Brent Robbins. Stepping into bat, left-handed batter. Stepping in at number 15, Aiden Marcus. Here comes a whine from Brent Robbins. Foul ball, right side on the ground, dribbler. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Step back in. They'll work it from right there. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a whine, the 0-1. One ball, no balls, two strikes. Step back in, left-handed batter, Aiden Marcus playing first base. Where's number 15? Here comes a whine from Robbins. Ground ball. Could be fielded by second baseman. He'll lose the handle. He'll pick it up. He'll lose it again. And he'll reach base on air. That's number 15, Aiden Marcus. Marcus aboard at first base. First batter, top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number one at second baseman, Mason Myers. Mason Myers lifted on the program without a number, actually. So we're number one in this ball game. Working from the stretch. Out of the set, Bryn Robbins. A little bit out in front of it. That's number one, Mason Myers. Mason Myers going to step back in. Peering over at first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move, first base. Lost the handle. It's just going to be T.J. Bell. Going to take second base on the misplayed baseball. Second base now, 15, Aiden Marcus. So let's set back in the rubber. That's Bryn Robbins. Runner at second base for the Broncos. Aiden Marcus. Out of the set. Ground ball. Left side. Can be played by Evan Jeanhart. They'll play it third base. They'll get a pickle. They get a run down between second and third base. Trying to make the throw there. They'll dish off and the tag will be made. One out here in the top of the second inning. Taking the throw, making the tag is Bryn Robbins. Runner goes on to second base. Replaces the base runner at second base. That's number one, Mason Myers. Stepping into bat. It's going to be Keelan Dunkel. Keelan Dunkel, number five, plays third base. Right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove of Jackson Kane, keeps it in front of him. Staying put at second base is Mason Myers. Lights are on, 6:26. Lights are at full-fledged, getting ready for a good ball game right here. Out of set, second base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Might have been a breaking pitch. Count goes one ball. We'll double-check that. Stepping back in, peering in, looking at signals, out of set, check second base. Pitch comes in, you're pop one skyward on the infield. It's going to be called for. Mid foul territory, giving it a chase to T.J. Bell. Foul ball as it hits the surface. So let's play with that ball. Ball in play, let's bring it back in. One ball, two strikes. In the batter's box, a right-handed batter, actually, is third baseman, Keelan Dunkel. Keelan Dunkel working on the diamond. Just step back in. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Hit one skyward once again. Now behind second base, called for by Evan Jeanhart. He'll make the catch just barely out in the grass. Two outs. Top of the second inning. Set to bat number 11, Kyle Grabovoy. Kyle Grabovoy wearing number 11 on the diamond. Step in, bat right-handed. Runner at second base. It's number one, Mason Myers. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Third base, Ryan Schumer. To throw across the diamond. For a short hop the glove. Couldn't bring it in. T.J. Bell. See what the scoreboard is going to list. He'll make it safe to first base. Number one, Mason Myers moved to second base. I should have said third base.
Number four, Asa Copeland.
Probably going to be a throwing error on third base. Not a flash on the scoreboard. Didn't see it. Step in. Next batter in the lineup, Asa Copeland. Where's number four? Asa Copeland stepping in. 5.33 average on the season. 6.50 on base percentage. That's in 20 at-bats, 15 official at-bats. Right-handed batter working out a stretch, now the set. Taking off for second base. is number 11, Kyle Grabovoy. There'll be no throw. Runners at second and third base. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, top of the second inning. Working from the stretch, Brent Robbins. He'll check second base. Salva set. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. A step back in the rubber. Right-handed batter, Asa Copen. Working out a stretch. Here comes the pitch. Score off the glove. Jackson King keeps it in front of him. Asa Copen on the season. He got 6 RBI. He scored 8 runs. He's got 8 singles. He's got 3 doubles. He's got a triple. He's walked 5 times. He struck out 3 times. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove of Jackson Kane. 3 balls, 1 strike. One hitter in the lineup. He led off this ball game. Last inning. Top of the second inning. 2 outs. Runners on second and third base. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, Brent Robbins peering in looking at signals. Right-handed batter, Asa Copen. Out of the set. 3-2, breaks low. Low and away. Ball 4. The jog down to first base. Bases all occupied. Bases are loaded. Here in the top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Broncos, Brady Preston. Brady Preston wears number 12. He's going to step in, do the batting. That's Brady Preston, right-handed batter. Peering over, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished high, ball 1. Brady Preston batting .328 on the season, .494 on base percentage. That's 81 at bat, 61 official. The swing on, he'll pop one foul territory. He's going to float out of play, right side. TJ Bell follows it as far as he can. One ball, one strike. Just step back in. It's Brady Preston. 1-1 count, working out the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. They'll take a drive to center field. Right center field gap called for by Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick makes the catch for out number 3. It is 2 aboard. At the end of 1.5. No runs. No hits. Yeah, nice. Lead base runners on base. They're errors, and we'll miss him. Going to the bottom of the second inning. Knight's going to bat. We'll miss him. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Let's throw the ball around the diamond. Getting ready for the bottom half of the second inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, their Car Quest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. 46034. They're the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Car Quest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they threw the ball around the diamond and put it back in the glove of Nolan Grabovoy. Next batter in the lineup, Knights batter to be number 7, third baseman, Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Nolan Grababoy. Here comes the pitch. Swung on to take a drive, left side out of play. Count goes no balls, one strike. 0-1 count. Ryan Schumer, he'll step back in, tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Grababoy, here comes the 0-1. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Stepping back on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Grababoy, right-handed batter, left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer, here comes the wind. Short hop the glove, ball one. It's glove right there, Brady Preston for the Broncos. Back up on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Grababoy. Here comes the 1-2. Outside of ball. Count goes two balls, two strikes. That's the win. Blows the hat off of the hand of Nolan Grababoy. He'll step back on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 2-2 to Schumer. High and away, ball three. They reach down, get a little dirt right there on his right throwing hand. Step back behind the rubber, step back on. Peer in, look at signals. It's Nolan Grababoy facing Ryan Schumer. Here comes the 3-2. Short off the glove, ball four. Ryan Schumer going to dog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be the Dancing Davis hitter. That's number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady going to step in, another left-handed batter. Signals being given, third base coach. Tim Bourdonnais getting a mild read right there, being held on at first base by 15, Aiden Marcus. Working out a stretch, now the set. The check first base, play on first base, a good throw. Going to call him safe. That was quite close right there. Ryan Schumer back in head first. Put the tag on him, Aiden Marcus. Being position umpire, has to take a double shot. Here comes the set from Grababoy. Long set. Here comes the pitch. High and away. A ball. They're going to call timeout on the diamond. Brady Preston going to jog out. Put the ball in the glove of Nolan Grababoy as they have conversation. Now coach is going to jog out. Coach going to come out and join the conversation. He'll work right there. He'll remove the cap. Talking right there with his catcher, pitcher, Brady Preston, Nolan Grababoy. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. One ball, no strikes. To Justin Brady, one runner aboard at first base. He drew a walk. That's number 7, Ryan Schumer. Make his markings on his miniature stenographer's pad, home plate umpire. Back behind home plate along with catcher Brady Preston. Ball's in play. Modest lead at first base for Schumer. Working out a stretch, now the set. Throw to first base again. Pretty good pickoff move. It brings that ball down. Right there, taggable after the catch. A little bit off the base. Infield side. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch to Justin Brady. A bit high and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step in again. Justin Brady. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set position. Pitch comes in. High and tight for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. We'll mention number 7 right there on the diamond. Nolan Grababoy. Nolan Grababoy. 14 2/3 innings entering this ball game. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Grababoy right here on the diamond. He's got a 3.34 ERA. He's 1-1. This is appearance number 6. He's given up 18 hits, 9 runs. 7 of those earned runs. He's walked 3. He struck out 15. Pitch comes in low and away. Ball 3, taking second base on the misplayed baseball, is Ryan Schumer. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Justin Brady going to step back in. Grabavoy has faced 66 batters entering this ballgame. Working from the stretch, now the set of second base is a 3-2. Pitch comes in low for ball four. Justin Braden has jogged down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup for the night. Going to be number 16. That's C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell playing first base in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter steps in. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's Nolan Grabavoy. Working out of the set position. He'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. Right in there, right down the pipe, strike called. So they'll work from there. He's going to step back in, checking signals. That's T.J. Bell working at first base. Justin Brady at second base. It's Ryan Schumer. Pitch comes in, going to be hit by pitch. Just grazing. Tight pitch right there, got a piece, just a slight piece of T.J. Bell. He'll jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 20, right fielder, Caden Minnick. He'll work behind the rubber. He'll step back in. He'll step back on the rubber. That's Nolan Grabavoy. Where's number 7 for the Broncos? Stepping in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field. Where's number 20? Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes into Minnick, low for a ball. Good block right there, Brady Preston. Runners on each base. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Grabavoy. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Out of the set. Pitch comes in. Short strike called. Inside edge right there at the kneecaps. Tilt goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Nolan Grabavoy, working out the stretch, long stretch here, now the set position. Modest leads at each base. Here comes the 1-1. See a ground move, yeah. Line rope, line drive, between second shoot. This is shortstop and third base. One run in to score, second run comes in. That's Ryan Schumer and Justin Brady. T.J. Bell moves to third base. Going to be a base hit, two RBI off the bat of Caden Minnick. He'll end up at second base on the throw. So Jackson Kane going to step in, next batter in the lineup for the night. Jackson Kane wears number 3. He'll step in to bat right now. They're going to call a timeout again on the diamond. Coach going to walk out. Jackson King going to walk down, have conversation with Coach Bordenay. They're going to meet there around the pitches mound. Talk things over right there, and we'll mention the game is in parts. Being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them on the web at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along US 31 in northern Hamilton County and stop in, if only to please your taste buds, at Titus Bakery and Deli. So working on the pitcher's mound now, next pitcher in the lineup. It's going to be number 16. Number 16 for the Broncos. Stepping in to do the pitching. A little double check here. Might not have the number and the name coincide with each other. Number 16 doing the pitching. So they're going to work on the diamond right there. So, number 16. Yeah. So he'll get some warm-up calls. He's a right-handed pitcher working from the stretch. So he'll peer in, warm up with a fastball, breaking pitch. So they'll work from there on the diamond. Got his friends right there, the infield right behind him, right there in the grass, having a conversation with the infield umpire. Next batter in the lineup going to be Jackson Kane for the Knights. He'll step in momentarily as the new pitcher manages his landing spot. Working from the stretch. Getting warmed up right here in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody out. Knights, runners, or I should say a runner at second and third base. Second base, Caden Minnick. Working over at third base is TJ Bell. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter Jackson Kane. Where's number three? Plays the catcher position. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set. The check third base. First pitch, in their first strike. Jackson Kane looked to be taking all the way. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. To check the base, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Low short hops the glove of Brady Preston. Kept it in front of him. The step back in the rubber. One ball, one strike. Lafayette Jeff Broncos pitcher. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Long stretch right here. A lot of signals being given to work out the set. Now timeout called by Jackson Kane. A lot of concentration time. Don't know how much, but maybe too much. He calls time. Steps back in the rubber, working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. Jackson Kane thought it got him. Home plate umpire did not think so. He'll stay in the box. Two balls, one strike. So we step back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, facing the right-handed pitcher. For the Broncos, here's the pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A step back in, right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. Alva set. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-2. Breaking pitch, they're going to ask for a new baseball. Does Brady Preston. He'll oblige, he'll toss it back. Pitcher count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane batting. Bottom of the second inning. Two runs in, two aboard, second and third base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, he'll foul one. I take that back, it's going to be playable. Foul territory, giving it a chase. That ball was sky high right there around home plate, right side. Drops for a foul ball. Three balls, two strikes. Jackson King working against Broncos pitcher. We'll try to capture that name between innings. We work from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Long stretch, now the set position. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. He'll walk down to first base. He'll jog down. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Jackson Kane going to give way to a courtesy runner, number 9, at Dutwine. Hudson Dutwine going to do the running for the Knights.
Tyler Fox.
So adjustments being made right there on the stenographer's pad, miniature style. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights going to be right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. He'll step in. Runners occupying each base for the Knights. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Here comes a set position now, the pitch. He'll swing on to take the drive into foul territory. He's going to drop for a foul ball, giving it a look right there with 16, Aiden Marcus. Also coming in from right field, Kyle Grabavoy. Step back in the rubber. Working from the stretch. Check second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the set position. Here comes the pitch. Low pitch, going to block. Good block there, Brady Preston. Count goes one ball, one strike. Tyler Fox steps back in. Right-handed batter. A lanky young man, listed at 6'1", I believe. It might be 6'2". Step back in, working from the stretch, now the set. Ground ball, third base. He'll step on third base, he'll get the out there and throw across the diamond. They'll get the double play as the run comes in to score. T.J. Bell, Tyler Fox, going to get a fielder's choice and an RBI.
Left fielder, number 25, Carter Johnson.
They'll go 5-3, nice play from Keelan Dunkel at third base. Going across the diamond to Aiden Marcus. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Again, we're going to see number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in, batting .256 on the season, .493 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set position. Short hop to glove. Ball taking third base is Hudson Gutwein on the head first slide. Get some knuckles from coach right there and step back in. Stepping back in, number 25, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of set position. Pitch comes in, going to pop one skyward. It's going to be foul territory. Playable. It's going to be caught by the second baseman. Barely in foul territory. Nice catch by Mason Meyer.
In the ninth, just
three runs. They leave nobody on base, and they'll go to the top of the third inning, and they'll work it from there. They're going to throw it around the diamond. They're going to work it right there around the diamond. So they'll talk about it right now, and we'll see if we can get that sponsor. We'll mention a little bit about this. And we'll try to get a lineup. We'll try to get this. We'll walk around to the side. Don't want to. We'll walk this direction and try to work this in. And they're throwing around the diamond right now. Both teams and getting ready for the top of the third inning. Working right here in the third inning, getting some warm up tosses. Jackson King, Brent Robbins. We're going to take just a moment here. Try to get this right now. So we're going to walk this direction. And they're throwing a ball around the diamond. Tell you what, pretty good week of weather out here going to be in front of us. Pretty good way to go. And later this week, they went the Knights have several games this week. They're going to play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, two on Saturday with Pioneer. They've added a second game, making that a doubleheader. It's going to start at 1 p.m. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Bryn Robbins. And then they're going to put the ball down to second base. They'll put it in the glove, working right there around the diamond. And they'll put it back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. So, playing some good music right here. Playing a variety of music. Playing some country, set to bat. Next batter going to bat for the Broncos. Number 3, Jacob Habinga. Jacob Habinga going to step in. Right into batter. Second time to the plate. Jacob Habinga. Batting 210. On the season, .338 on base percentage. To take a first cut, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Habinga, he's played appearances entering this ball game, 75. I should mention these are game stats. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. misses low and away. Kemp goes one ball, one strike. As mentioned, Hubinga, 75 plate appearances, 62 at-bats. She's got 11 runs scored. She's got 12 RBI. Pitch comes in, scored off the glove of Jackson Kane. Kemp goes two balls, one strike. Hubinga, 13 singles, three doubles. He's got a triple. A step back in. Working from the wind, here comes a pitch from Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. It'll be fielded by Evan Teinhardt. He'll throw on the run in the infield grass. He'll get the put out with 16, T.J. Bell.
Now batting
one out. Top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Broncos. Going to be Rainey. That's Evan Rainey. He's the DH. He bats in the fourth position. Left-handed batter. Rainey weighs 27. He's going to step in a bat momentarily. Just step in now. Rainey on the season. He's batting 208. He's on base is 345. He's got a bat. He's got a potent bat. And he'll swing right there. He'll get a ground ball first base. Going to be fielded by T.J. Bell. He'll throw on to the pitcher covering. That's Brent Robbins for the second out. Top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Broncos going to be number two, Abram Ritchie. Abram Ritchie going to bat. Where's number two, Abram Ritchie? He's going to step in. He's got an on-base percentage of 440. Step in, right-handed batter. That's in 78 appearances at the plate. 52 official at-bats. Here comes the wind from Robbins. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch for a strike. Jump goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of the wind. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Jackson Kane couldn't hold it. Just short off the glove, got by him. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Ritchie the batter. Abram Ritchie plays shortstop. Where's number two? Abram Ritchie. 17 runs scored. He got 7 RBI on the season. Here comes the pitch. Let it go by. Breaking pitch. They're laid off of it. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Ritchie on the season. He's got 10 singles. He's got a double. He's got 2 triples. 11 base on balls. Pitch comes in. He's going to be hit by pitch. Well, he'll add to that category. And that category not covered very well. And
I'm not in the first baseman.
By choice.
Aiden Marcus.
So, next batter going to step in. We're going to see left-handed batter. Abram, double-check that, Aiden Marcus was number 15. Aiden Marcus going to step into bat. Left-handed batter, working from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. Runner aboard at first base. It's Aiden. Pitch comes in, a ball. Number 2, Abram Ritchie at first base. Check that strike call. My count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Step back in. Aiden Marcus, there's number 15. Left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Checks first base. Pickoff move, first base. High throw. With a tag on him. Back to safety is number 2, Abram Ritchie. Abram Ritchie at first base. Getting modest lead there. Brent Robbins trying to keep him close for his catcher, Jackson Kane. A little better move there. Not quite an A move, probably more like a B minus. Step back to the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Left-handed batter's box. Right there is Aiden Marcus. So pickoff move once again, back safely. Abram Ritchie. Aiden Marcus the batter. Left-handed batter. Batting 262 on the season, 466 on base percentage. Taking off for second base. Throw comes in on a hop. He'll take the throw and the ball came out of the glove. Safe at second base is number 2, Abram Ritchie. Short off the glove, made a catch, lost the handle. Safe at second base is Abram Ritchie. Stepping back in the rubber, looks at second base. Out of the stretch, left-handed batter's box, Aiden Marcus. Peering in, looking at signals. Two outs, the top of the third inning. Swung on to take a fly ball back behind home plate, giving it a chase. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane evidently made the catch. We are shielded by the dugout. Jackson Kane made the catch. Home plate umpire let us know that. And they'll leave one runner on the board. And then after two and a half, three in the second inning. 3-0 ball game after two and a half. And we thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you. And we'll get this figured out here. Let me get that. It's no problem. So we're working on the diamond right now, getting ready for bottom of the third inning. So we'll work from there and throw the ball around the infield. Knight and the Broncos working right here on the infield, getting ready to bat the bottom of the third inning. Knight and getting ready to throw the ball around the infield here in the bottom half. We will mention internet radio. You're listening to live audio sports. You can listen live or you can listen later. We're trying to bring the game to you. That's PutMeInSports.com. Football, basketball, baseball. We thank you for listening to Put Me In Sports. And we'll also mention getting ready to bat here in the bottom half of the third inning. On the diamond, stepping in, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, right-handed batter, stepping in. Evan Dehart wears number 24. Evan Dehart steps in, batting 395 on the season. Watches a pitch go by, breaking pitch, strike one. Evan Dehart, 395 on the batting average, 519 on base percentage. Stepping back behind the rubber and step back on. That's Hodges. Here comes a wide drive. It'll be a base hit between shortstop and third base. Going to go to the outfield on the ground. Evan Dehart aboard with the base hit. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. Owen Munn going to step in. Owen Munn batting 357 on the season, 429 on base percentage. Right-handed batter going to step back in. We'll mention Hodges on the season. 15 and a third innings under his belt entering this contest. Pickoff move at first base. Back safely is Dehart. Hodges, ERA of 2.28. He's got a record of one win, one loss. This is appearance number 7. And he's allowed 9 hits entering the game. They'll call timeout on the diamond. Grady Preston going to jog out. Have conversation with number 16. That's Mr. Hodges. Hodges doing the pitching for the Broncos. So they'll go back to stretch right there, peer in, look at signals. Working out stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in. The drive one, foul territory, going to float out of play. 0-1 Munn. Count goes 0-1. Count goes 0-1 to Owen Munn. One runner aboard, Evan Dehart. Looking right here. In the bottom of the third inning, pitch comes in, going to the bunt down. Back at the pitcher, going to move the runner. To be thrown out at first base. Sacrifice bunt. Move Dehart over to second base. One out. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer is going to step in. Left-handed batter. Schumer steps in on the season. He's batting 235, 435 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals. Hodges, you'll check second base out of stretch. Now the set. You'll check second again. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Ryan Schumer. No balls, one strike. Set back in, Ryan Schumer. Hodges on the pitcher's mound, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in low. We're going to snap throw to second base. Pretty good arm there from the catcher, Brady Preston. Back safely to second base is Evan Genhart. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Right-handed pitcher. That's Hodges for the Broncos. Ryan Schumer on the season. He's got 9 RBI. He's got 11 base on balls. He has struck out 2 times working from the stretch. To take a drive to left field. He'll go the other way with it. It's going to be caught in left field. Jacob Habinga for out number 2. Right there is Evan Genhart, next batter in the lineup for the Knights. It's going to be number 32, the DH, that's Justin Brady. Justin Brady on the season, he's batting 312, 411 on base percentage. Left-handed batter, working from the stretch, now the set. Working out a stretch right there. Is Hodges, now the set. Check second base to step off the back. A bit shielded here by first base coach. That's okay. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Check second base, now the set position. Second base, pitch comes in. Justin Brady going to float one to left field and take it the other way. It's going to be caught by left fielder. That's Jacob Habinga for the third out. They leave one aboard. Nice. Come up with no runs. One hit. Nobody left on base. At the end of 3, it's a 3-0 ball game. Knights in front. And we'll mention, umpiring. If you want to be an umpire, you can do that. You can be an umpire. We'll mention, calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond, on the baseball diamond, is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, to look into becoming an umpire. That's baseball and softball. Simply call the offices of the IHSAA, 317-846-6601. Again, that number is 317-846-6601. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classrooms where baseball studying is taught. You can ask and find those classrooms, and they are beneficial. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. They'll throw one to second base. Jackson King, still working right there on the diamond. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins is going to pitch here in the top of the 4th inning. First batter in the lineup for the Broncos is going to be the second baseman. He wears number 1, that's Mason Myers. Mason Myers is going to step in. He's batting 259 on the season. His on-base percentage is 355. That's in 34 plate appearances, 27 official at-bats. He's a right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, strike called. Bryn Robbins working in the top of the 4th. Bryn Robbins working on the diamond. Bryn Robbins entered the game, as mentioned, 29 innings under his belt. This is his 7th start of 8 appearances. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. Bryn Robbins on the diamond has faced 117 batters. He's got a record of 4-1. He's given up 22 hits. Pitch comes in, a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He's given up 5 runs in 29 innings. Two of those runs are earned runs. Walked five, struck out 39. Here comes the pitch. The line one foul, left field. I should say foul territory. Stay in the box with a 1-2 count. Bren Robbins working there on the diamond. Number one, Mason Myers, right-handed batter. Here comes the 1-2. Pitch comes in and take it for a strike. It'll go down looking. There's one out. At the top of the fourth inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be the third baseman. It's number five, Keelan Dunkel. Keelan Dunkel, where's number five? To step in now. Keelan Dunkel, right-handed batter. As mentioned, Keelan Dunkel. Batting 240 on the season. 381 on-base percentage. Here comes the first pitch. Taken for a strike. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Step back into batter's box. Right-handed batter, Keelan Dunkel. Pitch comes in, short off the glove, Jackson Kane. Step in front of him, he'll throw it back to Robbins. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 count, Keelan Dunkel. Back in the eighth position for the Broncos. Steps back in. Here comes the wind from Robbins. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Keelan Dunkel, number five. Dunkel, 65 plate appearances on the season, 50 official at-bats. Pitch comes in tight, 3-1. He's got 10 RBI on the season. He's got 12 hits, 12 singles, I should say, 2 doubles, 2 triples. That's Keelan Dunkel, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. To take a drive, right side. It's going to be airborne. It's going to go foul territory. Just too far out of the reach of T.J. Bell. So it's a foul ball. It's staying in the box. 3-2. He'll walk back to the pitch to his home plate area to pick up his own bat. Third baseman, number five, Keelan Dunkel. One out, top of the fourth inning, nobody on. Second batter of the inning, Keelan Dunkel. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes a wide. Ground ball foul, left side on the ground. Could be gloved by a fan as it pops over the fence. It tosses it back. So the count remains, 3-2. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ball's in play. Here comes the 3-2. Ball four going to get by Jackson Kane. He'll locate it and he'll track it down as Dunkel jogs down to first base.
Now batting the right fielder, number 11, Kyle.
3-2. 3-2 walking. Second time through on a 3-2. Next batter in the lineup, Kyle Grabovoy. Where's number 11? Kyle Grabovoy, as mentioned, batting 200 and even 200. Batting average 273 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, let it go by. Check his swing. They're going to ask for a check. He says, no, he didn't go. 1-1, no strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins, out of the set. Working over here, that's ball two. Right there, first base, Keelan Dunkel. Starting to get back to first base on that non-pickoff move by Bren Robbins. They're called timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, talk to his infield. So they'll have a conversation right here at first base. First base coach and Keelan Dunkel. They'll have conversation also. And we're in the top of the fourth inning. 3-run ball game. Knights in front. We're in the top of the fourth inning, and the Broncos batting. One out. Runner at first base is Keelan Dunkel. He reached base by ball four. Lick the fingers there behind the rubber. It's Bren Robbins. getting some moisture. Stepping back in, Kyle Grabovoy. Two balls, no strikes. Working from the windup, he'll step off the back. Proper foot first, left foot first. He'll step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at Sagan's working out a stretch. Now the set. Swung on, he'll take a drive to left field. It's going to be foul territory. Pretty good drive. Going to be right there by the fence. Not sure if it got over there or not. Might have jogging back without a baseball. It's Carter Johnson. So it's a foul ball anyway. Good stroke right there off the bat of Kyle Grabovoy. That's a good nine-hitter stroke from Grabovoy. And Grabovoy on a season. He's got one RBI. He scored 9 runs, 10 singles, a double, and a triple. Pitch comes in, strike called, count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Modest lead at first base for Keelan Dunkel, number 5. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Going to freeze him up and strike him out. He'll go down looking. So two outs, top of the fourth inning. Next batter, we're going to see him once again. Number 4, Asa Copen. Asa Copen playing center field. As mentioned, he steps in the batter's box with the highest average on the team at .533. On base percentage, .650. First pitch, breaking pitch, low and away. One ball, no strikes. The work back in the rubber. That's Bryn Robbins stepping back in, right into the batter's box. Just tap the plate. Asa Copen. Peering in, looking at singles. Out of stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Copen looking at a strike. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Top of the fourth inning. 3-run ball game. Knights in front. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of set. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Misses low and away. Two balls, one strike. Step back in the rubber. Asa Copen back in the right-handed batter's box. Runner at first base is number 5, Keelan Dunkel, working out a set position. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 3-1 count. Pitching a little bit delicately to Asa Copen. Asa Copen at .533 average. That's in 20 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. Just 6 RBI. To take a line drive rope past third base. Hot shot. Couldn't get a glove on. It's going to be a base hit. To left field off the bat of Asa Copen. Runner moves to second base. At number 5, Keelan Dunkel. Next batter in the lineup. We'll step in. Brady Preston. Brady Preston working right there at the right-handed batter's box. Where's number 12? Brady Preston. Going to step in. Working on the diamond right there. Brady Preston. Batting .328. .494 on base. Working out a set. Check second base. Pitch comes in. Just high above the zone. Ball one. Runner at first and second base. At first base, Asa Copen. At second base, Keelan Dunkel. Set position. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, thigh high, strike called. Number 12 in the batter's box, two hitter in the lineup. He plays the catcher position. That's Brady Preston. Working for the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, he'll take the drive. It's going to be a high fly ball for right field. He's called on, called for by Hayden Minnick as he calls it distinctively, makes the catch. So three outs, they leave two aboard. Top half right there. Dunkel Broncos. They come up with one hit and they leave two on base. At the end of 3.5, it's a 3-0 ball game. Broncos and Knights playing baseball here on a Monday night. And we thank you for listening. We thank our support sponsors. We are appreciative. This game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. So they're working on the diamond right now, throwing it around. We'll also mention Target Sports. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So they're working right there on the diamond. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. We do thank you for listening. Putting in sports.com. First batter in the bottom of the fourth is going to be T.J. Bell for the Knights. T.J. Bell playing first base. Where's number 16? T.J. Bell going to step in. They're 288 on base percentage. He's been to the plate 59 times entering today's ballgame. 49 official at-bats. Here's Hodges in the wind. Pitch comes in low for ball one. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Going to step back in. T.J. Bell, 8 RBI on the season. Take a ground ball foul left side. They'll retrieve that one. Jump goes one ball, one strike. Bottom of the fourth inning, T.J. Bell, first batter. Here comes a wind from Hodges. Comes in a ball high. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Working in the windup, Hodges. Here comes the wind. Ground ball in the infield. Going to get to second base. Going to glove it. Have to pick it back up. They'll throw on to first base and barely get T.J. Bell. They'll throw it around the horn. That goes from 4-3. That was Mason Myers to Aiden Marcus. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick made the catch there to end the top half. Cade Minnick going to step in. Cade Minnick on the season batting 306, 405 on base percentage. To take a first pitch tight for ball one. The stretch out there on the behind the rubber. Reach up, you know, back on the rubber, working from the windup. That's Hodges. He's taking drives to right field. Going to back up the right fielder and get over his head. Going to pick it up prior to the warning track. Going to end up at second base. Caden Minnick with a double. He's at second base with one out. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to be the next batter in the lineup. Coach going to jog out, have conversation with his infield. They're going to join him in a jog off the diamond. Hodges is going to jog off. He's probably going to get a pick up a glove. Not sure, but we'll see what happens there. They're going to go with a second pitcher. Excuse me, a second release pitcher here in the ballgame. Broncos. It's going to be number 6. Step in, Owen Linder. Owen Linder going to step in to pitch. Owen Linder going to step in. Going to end the ball game with a 3-win, 1-loss record. He's walked 6. He struck out 12. He's allowed 1 home run. We'll get some windup tosses right there with his catcher, Brady Preston. Work on the diamond right there. Next batter in the lineup for the night can be Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Going to face the righty right there. That's number 6, Owen Linder. Number 6, Owen Linder, going to get some warm-up tosses right there with his catcher, Brady Preston. So, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One runner aboard. Caden Minnick at second base. Puts himself aboard with a double. Caden Minnick. double number five. He's got 14 RBIs, 10 minutes. He's at second base. Did some final warm-up tosses. Might be complete right there. That's number six on the pitcher's mound, Owen Linder. Owen Linder, a member of the senior class. Stepping into bat, Jackson King. Jackson King going to step in. Right-handed batter for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Out of set, checks second base. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Pretty good velocity. He reached back there. Some extra MPH. Can look for that release point. Peering in, look at signals. From Brady Preston. Working from a set. Checks second base. Checks it again. There's a 1-0. Right across the dish right there. Strike called. Jackson Kane lets it go by. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals. Owen Linder. Breaking pitch. Finished high. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bottom of the fourth inning. One runner aboard at second base for the Knights. Kate Minnick working out a set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. High for ball. Snap throw to second base. Tall throw. Cade Minnick might have kicked the brunt of that one. We'll see if, hope that he's okay. He's going to grimace a little bit. Show the infield umpire. Infield umpire seems to be okay with what's going on. He's going to call timeout. Coach Bourdais over to check on Cade Minnick. Throw came in high. Came down gravitational, brought him back down. He's got a piece of Cade Minnick. Not sure how much. He's going to jog off the diamond. He might put a Band-Aid on it, clean it, put a Band-Aid on it. Three balls, one strike, one out. Cade Minnick in the dugout presently. 3-1 count to Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the next batter, he's got the 3-1 count. One runner aboard at second base. Cade Minnick. Well, mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21 Sheets. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So Cade Minnick back at second base. During the running, base occupied one base, or just second base. 3-1 count to Jackson Kane. Ball's in play. Working from a stretch, now the set. Linder going to foul one on the ground by the Knights first base dugout. Count goes three balls, two strikes. 3-2 count. Jackson Kane. Cade Minnick at second base. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Owen Linder. Just below the zone. Ball four. Jackson Kane going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Tyler Fox. Right now, it's going to be courtesy runner at first base, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to do the running at first base, wears number nine. Runners at first and second base. Stepping into bat. Right there for the Knights is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox steps in, working from the stretch. Now the set, checks second base. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove, ball one. Good stop, backhand by Brady Preston. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox on the season. He had a 312 on base percentage. Entering the ball game, 17 plate appearances, 13 official at bats. Here comes a 1-0. Ground ball foul. Foul of third base. Left of third base, I should say. Count goes one ball, one strike. Tyler Fox, 3 RBI on the season. He scored 9 runs. Had 3 base on balls. He struck out 6 times. He stepped back in. Right-handed batter working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. High for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. We give the ball a rub down right there. That's Owen Linder doing the pitching for the Broncos. He'll peer in, look at signals. From his catcher, Brady Preston. Out of a set position, here's the pitch. High for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. 1 out. Double check. They got 2-2 on the scoreboard. We'll go with the scoreboard. Here comes a 2-2 from Linder. High for a ball. And we'll go with 3-1. Now it's ball 4. So bases occupied, bases loaded. Here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Next batter going to step in, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson wears number 25. Let's step into bat. Carter Johnson, as mentioned on the season, batting 256 at home plate, batting average, 493 on base percentage. He's got 8 RBI, 68 plate appearances, 43 official at bats entering today's ballgame. Here's the set. Here's the pitch from Linder. He'll take a drive to the outfield. He'll be called for by the center fielder. He's going to make the catch over his head, tagging from third base. He's going to make a strong throw through the plate. He's going to be safe at home. They'll throw to third base, snap throw. They'll get the out at third base. The run will score. And it's going to be an RBI sacrifice fly off the bat of Carter Johnson. So one run in. The Knights leave a couple runners aboard. And then we'll go to the top of the 5th inning. 4-0, Knights in front. And we do thank you for listening. Put Me in Sports. And again, we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're working right there on the diamond. It's going to be a game tomorrow night. It's going to be home. Home game going to happen tomorrow night. And tomorrow night's game at home is going to be University High School Trailblazers. They'll be right here. Trailblazers game will happen at 5:30 tomorrow night. And we'll mention the Broncos. Broncos are going to play baseball again. They'll play on Wednesday, May 11th. They'll play at 6 p.m. That'll be at Western. Lafayette Jefferson High School going to be at Western High School on Wednesday. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting ready for the top of the 5th inning. Again, we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And I'm going to throw the ball around the diamond. And we'll let you know, baseball on the agenda this week for both teams to take advantage of a good week of weather. They throw a frozen rope down to second base. Good week of weather right here. Not calling for any rain, any possible rain, maybe Saturday. It's what my brother-in-law told me yesterday. But I believe him. So stepping into bat, next batter in the lineup, going to be Jacob Habinga. Jacob Habinga wears number 3. He's playing left field. Jacob Habinga. He's batting 210 on the season. His on-base percentage is .338. That's in 75 plate appearances, 62 official at-bats. Right-handed batter, here comes the righty, Brent Robbins. Breaking pitch, swinging a miss. Down goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Jacob Habinga, back in the box, taps the plate. Here comes a whine from Robbins. Breaking pitch, let it go by. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Habinga, 12 RBI on the season. He scored 11 runs. Here comes the 0-2 from Robbins. Breaking pitch, finish low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Jacob Habinga, 13 singles. He's got three doubles. He's got a triple. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul. Just left of third base. Stay in the box once again with a 1-2 count. Jacob Habinga. He got 10 base on balls on the season. He got 11 strikeouts. Will mention that's in 75 plate appearances. Jacob Habinga. Time out on the diamond after the foul ball. We're keeping time out here for a moment. They're going to track down, going to have a gentleman run down, protect the catcher in the bullpen. So, one ball, two strikes. Habinga, Robbins. Pitch comes in, lets it go by. Strike three. One out. Here in the top of the fifth inning, next batter in the lineup is going to be Evan Rainey. Evan Rainey, the DH. Evan Rainey got himself aboard. Second time up, he'll bat right here in the top of the fifth inning. Evan Rainey wears number 27, batting 208 from batting average, 345 on base. He's a lefty. Pitch comes in, backdoor curveball, and there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Evan Rainey, left-handed batter, bit of a wide stance, not much of a step, maybe just a weight shift. And he'll foul one right side. He'll barely get out of play. And then everybody seems to be okay right there. No balls, two strikes. Number 27, Evan Rainey. He's a four-hitter for the Broncos. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball missed away. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Evan Rainey, where's 27? He's got 8 RBI. He's got a triple. Pitch comes in, ball low. Count goes 2-2. Pretty good size young man. Must have really clobbered the triple. Tell you what, he's got a smooth swing. He'll take one fly ball and fly it to center field. Calling it out right there, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox makes the catch for the second out here in the fifth inning. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 2, Abram Ritchie. Abram Ritchie, the shortstop. The bat right now, Abram Ritchie. Number 22 on the diamond. He'll step in right now. He'll bat right-handed. Abram Ritchie. 440 on base percentage. That's in 78 plate appearances, 52 at-bats. He'll turn his back. He'll take a hit by pitch in the batter's box, and he'll jog down to first base. So one runner aboard, two outs. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see the first baseman, Aiden Marcus. Aiden Marcus, number 15, batting average of 262. On base, 456. Step in, left-handed batter. Runner at first base, again, is number 2, Abram Ritchie. Miles Reed being held on right there by TJ Bell. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Abram Ritchie in the batter's box. Check that back. Number 15, Aiden Marcus. Aiden Marcus the batter. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, missed away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And again, a modest lead there at first base. Abram Ritchie working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, might have been a pitch out. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Piernan looking at signals out of the stretch. Brennan Robbins. It checked first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low and away. Ball three. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Steps back in, taps the plate. Left-handed batter, Aiden Marcus. Piernan looking at signals. Brennan Robbins out of the set. Taking a takeoff for second base. Maybe a line shot to center field. It's going to bounce once, going to get off the glove and get behind Tyler Fox. Picked up by Carter Johnson. He'll throw it into the infield and get into Evan Dehart. A run comes in to score from first base, Abram Rickey. Going to get credit for a base hit and an RBI. That's number 15, Aiden Marcus. Aiden Marcus going to pick up RBI number 7 on the season. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see Mason Myers. Mason Myers wears number 1, second baseman. Working from the stretch, Brent Robbins will check second base. Ground ball on the infield. It'll be fielded by Evan Jeanhart. It'll throw across the diamond. It gets a put out from T.J. Bell. So no runners left on that. Take that back. One runner left on second base. They pick up one run. They get a base hit. And they're going to pick up a run in the top of the fifth inning. At the end of 4.5, the 4-1 ball game, Knights in front. And again, we thank you for listening. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Target Sports in Sheridan. As they throw the ball around the diamond, bottom of the fifth inning. First baseman playing first base for the Broncos is number 19, Jackson Long. So 19, Jackson Long, taking some throws right there at first base. And where's number 19? You're getting used to the first base position here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Jackson Long, first base, next batter in the lineup. We're going to see the shortstop, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart going to step in. Going to bat here in the top, the bottom of the fifth inning. Dehart going to step in. Working that batting average at 395 on base percentage, 519. You got 9 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Strike called, about thigh high. Let's it go by, count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike, here comes a wind. Pitch comes in a ball high. One ball, one strike. Owen Linder working in the windup. Where's number 6 for the Broncos? Here comes a wind. Take a drive to left field. He's going to get in there, foul ball. Track the ball down there in the corner. Count's going to go 1-2 to Evan Dehart. 1-2 count. Dehart back in the box. Ball is in play. We're going to wind up Owen Linder. Ball comes in low. 1-2. 1-2. Check that. 2-2 to Dehart. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Owen Linder. Take a line drive to between shortstop and third base for a base hit. It'll get the grass. picked up in left field by Jacob Hubinga. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. Plays second base for the Knights. Looks at signals. Third base coach, Coach Bordenay. Owen Munn on the season batting 357. 429 on base percentage. Peering in looking at signals. Pickoff move, first base. Backhead first base is Evan Dehart. That move coming between this actually taking the stretch. It's a pretty good move right there for Owen Linder. Working from the stretch, now the set. Ground ball in the infield. Owen Munn going to be unassisted by the shortstop. He must have missed second base. They'll get him on the putback. They'll get him on the way back to second base. They're going to have double play right there. Unassisted. That was number two, Abram Ritchie. Fielded the ball near second base. Tried to make the tag. Tried to tag the base. And they're going to call him safe on. Evidently missed the bag. Threw to first base. Got the out at first. Threw it back to second. And they're going to say the tag was made there as Dehart tried to make it back to second base. There'll be a conversation right here on the diamond. And while they converse, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chiefs. She serves Hamilton Kitchen in Madison County. Has done so since 1997. Stepping in the back, going to be number seven, Ryan Schumer. Nobody aboard. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. First pitch comes in, strike called. Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season. He's stepping in, batting 235 on base. Percentage. He's going to float one to left field. Let me call him on right there. Left fielder makes the catch. Jacob Hubinga for the third out. Bottom of the fifth. At the end of five complete. 4-1 ball game. Knights in front. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. You can visit them at Titus Bakery and Deli. They're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 p.m. On Saturdays, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll mention, you can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they're working around the diamond right there. We mentioned doing the pitching now is number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer can do the pitching here in the top of the sixth inning. They'll work it right there as he works on the diamond. Over at second, at third base, is going to be Billy Owens. Billy Owens at third base for the Knights as they throw a ball around the infield. And they'll work it from there. We'll mention number seven, Ryan Schumer. He enters this game with six innings under his belt. We'll mention he's got four plate appearances. Appearances at the mound. He got four starts. So he'll work from there. And he's going to face 26 batters. He's got two saves and two save opportunities. He's allowed one run. It was an earned run. He's walked two, and he struck out 13. So they're going to meet at the pitcher's mound to put the ball in the glove of Ryan Schumer. Top of the sixth inning, Broncos going to bat. First batter. Going to be the third baseman. That'll be number five. That's Keelan Dunkel. Keelan Dunkel last time got himself aboard. I believe it's a ball four. He's going to bat right-handed. Keelan Dunkel is going to step in. Wearing number five, batting 240, 381 on base percentage. He'll lift one to the left field. It's going to get over the head of Carter Johnson and get up against the wall. He's going to jog in to second base standing with a two-base hit. Pretty good drive to left field right there. Softball term not going to be used here, but I'm stepping in. Next batter in the lineup, Kyle Grabovoy. Kyle Grabovoy wears number 11. And again, he'll step in with a 200 average in the ballgame, 273 on base percentage. Working from the stretch, Ryan Schumer out of set, checks second base. This comes in, strike call, fastball. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count for Kyle Grabovoy. Playing right field in the ballgame, he wears number 11. Out of set, checks second base twice. Breaking pitch, in there for a strike. Number 11, Kyle Grabovoy. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Runner at second base. Is Keelan Dunkel. Got himself there by two base hit. Nobody out. Top of the sixth. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Good jog off. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the one hitter, number four. Playing center field. That's Asa Copen. Asa Copen again. Where's number four? Copen. Best batting average on the team at .533. On base, 650. Pickoff move at second base. He'll pirouette. Counterclockwise, he will not make a throw. To get that lead again at second base, it's Keelan Dunkel. Peering in, look at signals. Ryan Schumer facing Asa Copen. You can put a bunt down. There's a high pitch. Might have been throwing pretty much unbuntable pitch right there. Did Ryan Schumer. Getting a piece of it right there was Asa Copen in pretty much a defensive mode. He popped it out to the out front of the third base dugout. Just step back in. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, he'll check second base out of set. High pitch for a ball. One ball, one strike. Asa Copen. Right-handed batter. Pretty agile young man. Pretty athletic. Looking young man. Plays the one hitter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. High again for a ball. We're a step back in. Ryan Schumer back in the rubber. Peering in looking at signals. Modestly there at second base. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. You're going to foul. You're going to hit one sky high. Might float into foul territory. Giving it a chase. It's going to be a fair ball. It's going to be caught by Owen Munn. Owen Munn was ready to throw to third base on a tag. He'll stay put at second base. Keelan Dunkel.
And the catcher, number 12, Clay Preston.
Two outs in the inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be... He'll check in right there. We'll double check. It's Evan Rainey. Evan Rainey. I'll take that back. Brady Preston. Brady Preston was number 12. Right-handed batter. Set position. Ryan Schumer. To swing on. He'll take a drive to right field, right center field. Cade Minnick right there. The front of the warning track to make the catch. So the Broncos lead one aboard. They get a base hit, they get a double off the bat, and then they come up with no runs. I take that back, they pick up one. This is the fifth inning, no runs in the top of six. At the end of five and a half, Knights four, Broncos one. So they're working on the diamond right there, playing some variation of music right here on the diamond. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low payment plans. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. You can find him at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, Frankfort, Indiana. So I get some warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound. Now doing the pitching is number 15, Aiden Marcus. Aiden Marcus, left-handed pitcher. Sliding over to first base is number 6. So they'll work over there at number 6. First base is Owen Linder. So right there, it's Aiden Marcus. Aiden Marcus on the pitcher's mound. Pretty good arm right there to throw down to second base. And we're working right there is number 15, Marcus. Marcus enters the ballgame with 10 and two-thirds games under his belt. This is his fifth appearance. He's allowed 14 hits, 9 runs, 8 of them earned. He's walked 9 and he's struck out 9. He has faced 53 batters. Stepping into bat, Justin Brady. Lefty facing the lefty. First pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the sixth inning. Working from the stretch. Aiden Marcus. Ball comes in high and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. He'll be hit by pitch. The backside, he'll act like nothing happened. He'll jog down to first base. Justin Brady. Next bat in the lineup. Going to be number 16, TJ Bell. Going to give way to a pinch runner, I believe. Justin Brady. Going to jog off the diamond. Going to re-enter the ball game is 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, where's number 33? Start out this game as the pitcher. He's pitcher of record. So they got a new pitcher on the pitcher's mound. Get some tosses right there. Getting some warm-up swings. They're getting their numbers. They're bringing back over from first base. On the diamond. Owen Linder. We'll double check there.
Now pitching Owen Linder, moving back to first base. Aiden Marcus.
Owen Linder evidently going to pitch here. To the bottom of the sixth inning. Back to first base. 15, Aiden Marcus. Working from the stretch, now a set, checks first base. Here comes the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. Going to try to beat it out. Throw to first base. Going to get by the first baseman. T.J. Bell going to round first, go to second base. Rounding third base, heading for home. No throw. Bren Robbins going to score. So, lays the bunt down. Throw comes into first base. A bit in the dirt. Hard to handle. Picked up in foul territory. Behind first base. Was playing first base with a regular glove there. Going to call timeout. Aiden Marcus. Take that back. He switches back to a pitching glove. As he throws his first baseman's glove back to the dugout. Aiden Marcus. Going to pitch here. The bottom of the sixth once again. He'll peer in and look at signals. Working out a stretch. Now the set. check second base. Cade Minnick in the batter's box picked a pitch ball low. One ball, no strikes. Cade Minnick steps back in, batting 306, 405 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, now the set. Aiden Marcus checks second base. So put a bunt down, try to, it's going to go airborne, foul territory. A strike on the batter. Caden Minnick, count goes one ball, one strike. Timeout on the diamond, Coach Bordenegger talks to Caden Minnick. One ball, one strike on the diamond. Caden Minnick on the season, 14 RBI, that's team leader in the RBI department. He scored 10 runs. He's walked twice and struck out six times. Caden Minnick working right there. Six singles. Four doubles. He's got a triple. A step back in. Aiden Marcus. Tearing in and out of set position. Check second base. He'll pop one on the, up on the infield. It's going to float. I mean, fair territory. Trying to make the catch. Hard catch to make. Ball hits the surface. He's going to make it safe to first base. Going to increase that on-base percentage. So runners on the corners. Caden Minnick at first base. T.J. Bell at third base. They time out on the diamond. Coach going to walk out. Aiden Marcus going to trade gloves again. We're going to see a new pitcher in the ballgame. We're going to see number one. Number one, Mason Myers. Mason Myers is going to come over from second base. Going to do the pitching here. He gets some warm-up pitches. Right-handed pitcher. He comes over from second base. Mason Myers wearing number one. Mason Myers. This pitching stand right here with two in the third innings under his belt. He's got a win-loss record of one win, no losses. This is appearance number seven. So let's step in and get some warm-up tosses.
Number one, Mason Myers.
Right-handed pitcher. Mason Myers has walked two. He struck out seven. He's faced 45 batters. Thus far this season, he's allowed 11 hits. He's scored 7 runs. He's allowed 6 earned runs. But he's working from the stretch right now, getting some warm-up tosses. Getting some warm-up tosses right there with his catcher, Brady Preston. So he'll work right there to throw the ball around the infield. Getting loose right there. Back at first base. Aiden Marcus, working over at second base. We'll double check there. Going to work there at second base. Need some warm-up pitches. Finishing those up is Mason Myers. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Working over at second base. Wearing number 23. They play second base. The runners on the corners. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to step in, batting 214 on base percentage of 500. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Mason Myers. Modest lead at first base for Minnick. Foul ball right there at home plate. Strike one. T.J. Bell at third base. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Peering in looking at signals. Mason Myers checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. He checks third base. Here comes the pitch. Off speed breaking ball in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball from Myers. Boy, no balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. to Canaan. Outside a ball. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, Jackson King steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base out of stretch. Now the set. Mason Myers. Slow curve off the glove of Brady Preston. Cade Minnick will take second base. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Jackson King steps back in. Runners at second and third base. One run in. Here in the bottom of the sixth, working out a stretch. Now the set, he'll check his step off the back. He'll reset, he'll step back in the rubber. Peer in, look for signals. Mason Myers, his catcher, Brady Preston. Here comes a 2-2. Breaking pitch. Good block there at home plate by Brady Preston. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Two aboard for the Knights, second and third base. In the batter's box, Jackson King. He does the catching for the Knights. Where's number three? On the pitcher's mound, number one, Mason Myers. Here comes the 3-2. Low for ball four. Heads all down to first base. We're going to see Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine going to run for number three, Jackson King. In the batter's box, it's going to be Billy Owens. Billy Owens going to step in, right-handed batter. Step in now. So we're going to step in, Billy Owens, on the season. He's batting 400. He got a 500 on-base percentage. Pitch comes in, strike called. Right-handed batter facing the righty. That's Billy Owens, Mason Myers. Billy Owens has scored two runs. He's got two singles. He's walked once. He struck out zero times. So he'll foul this one. Left his third base on the ground. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Billy Owens. Playing the third base position in the ball game. Miles Reed at first base, Hudson Gutwine, TJ Bell at third base. Pitch comes in, he'll let it go by. He'll go down looking. One out, the bottom of the sixth. Next batter going to step in, left fielder Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in. Where's number 25? Back in the one position for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Mason Myers, check second base. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Peering in, looking at signals once again. Signals being given, third base coach Bordenay. Stepping back in, Carter Johnson. Miles Lee here at first base, not really being held on, is Gutwine. Runner at second, runner at third. Bases are loaded. Pirouette. Go clockwise. Step towards second base. Not make a throw. That's Mason Myers doing the pitching for the Broncos. Working from a set. Pitch comes in. Outside edge. Knee high. Called strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Signals given. One foot in, one foot out. Step back in. T.J. Bell at third base, trying to keep loose over there, working from the pitcher's mound is Mason Myers out of the set position. Ground ball in the infield, going to go left side, going to be picked up by the shortstop to try to make a throw. He did not make a throw to first base. Run comes in to score. T.J. Bell, going to be an RBI, might be an infield hit. It's going to be an infield hit on the scoreboard. Carter Johnson might have got a look at that scoreboard. He'll run at first base now. Runners on all three bases. Bases loaded once again for the Knights. Carter Johnson with the RBI single on the infield. Working from the stretch, now the set, check second base. Breaking pitch finishes high. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning. One out, stepping back in, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart wears number 24, plays the shortstop position. Working out a set is Myers. Going to be a line drive rope down the left field line, but just foul. So runners retreat, one ball, one strike, one out. Dehart steps back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Mason Myers. Myers peers in, looks at signals. Out of the set, checks third base. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Two runs in here in the bottom half. Peering in, signals. Working out a stretch, now a set position. Going to take his ride to left field. Be called for right there. He's going to back him up. He's going to one hop the fence. Didn't touch a glove. Going to be a single and a two RBI single for Evan Dehart. So working right there on a diamond. Runners, I'll take that back, a single. It's going to be an RBI single. Third run in the inning. Bases still loaded. All three bases occupied. Going to step into bat. Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. He'll manicure a spot right there in the right-handed batter's box. Step back in. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball one. So step back behind the rubber. Mason Myers has stepped back in. He'll peer in, look at signals from Brady Preston. Stepping back in the batter's box. Owen Munn working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. It's going to be a base hit. Going to get through third base and shortstop position on the ground. Going to make a tag at home plate, lost the ball. Two runs going to come in to score. Owen Munn going to get credit for a base hit. And two RBI, he'll end up at second base. Over at third base, Evan Dehart.
Now batting the pitcher, number 7.
Next batter in the lineup, pitcher of record, I should say, is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer playing third base. Take that back. He's doing the pitching. He's a lefty. And then he's going to step in that left-handed. Working it on the pitcher's mound is Mason Myers. Myers going to step in the rubber, peer in, look at signals. Stepping in now is Ryan Schumer. Peering in, still looking at signals. Mason Myers out of the set position. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door, stayed outside. One ball, no strikes. Step back in, tap the plate. Stretch position, Mason Myers. Now out of the set, you'll check third base. Here comes the pitch. Strike call, then we got snap throw down to third base. Athletic catch at third base. Right there, Keelan Dunkel. Safe back at third base. He'll work the ball right there. Period. Look at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Check third base. Here comes the pitch. Gonna pop one up on the infield. Ryan Schumer going to pop it up, called for by the shortstop, slightly out in the grass. He'll make the catch, Abram Ritchie.
How about the designated hitter number 32, Justin Brady?
So the next batter of the lineup is going to be 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, the left-handed batter. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Two runners aboard for the ninth, second and third base. Working from the stretch, now the set. It checks third base out of set. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in there, fastball, strike called. Justin Brady steps in by 312, 411 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Myers. Ground ball in the infield. It'll be fielded by the first baseman. Aiden Marcus. He'll go unassisted for the third out in the inning. Knights lead two aboard. Knights come up with five runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning. After five, after six complete, Knights nine, Broncos one. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, the number is 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll talk about the top 10. This is Coach's poll from May 2nd. This is poll number 5. It's Class 1A. First position, Bar Reeve. Bar Reeve High School is 11-3 at May 2nd. Number 2 is South Central High School at 10-5. Number 3 is Borden High School at 15-3. Also at number 3 is Lafayette Central Catholic at 12-4. Number 5 is Union City High School at 1-1. Sixth position, North Davies High School at 4-2. Number 7 is Shackamack High School, 10-6. Number 8 is Lagodi High School at 9-6. Number 9 is Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian High School at 5-5. And number 10, Clay City High School, 7-5. Set to bat and be the right fielder. Double check there. Number 11, number 3, left fielder, number 3 is Jacob Habinga. Right-handed batter, Jacob Habinga. Going to step in, batting 210, 338 on base percentage. He scored 11 runs. He's got 12 RBI. First pitch comes in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The right-handed batter's box, Jacob Habinga. He'll step back in, working on the windup right there. He's number 7, Ryan Schumer. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut from Habinga. One ball, one strike. Jacob Habinga collects himself to step back in. Jacob Habinga. He's got a triple on the season. He's got three doubles. Pitch comes in, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Step in, tap the plate a couple of times. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ryan Schumer. Tries to check his swing and call strike at home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Habinga steps back in. Righty facing the righty. Top of the seventh inning. Breaking ball finished a bit high. Just above the zone, count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to Habinga. Schumer, right-handed pitcher, peering in looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Foul ball. He'll stay in the box. He goes back to the screen. Young man, tracking down baseball. He's pretty quick. 3-2 count, three balls, two strikes once again. Jacob Habinga. Working from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Swung on and foul it straight back out of play. 3-2 once again. Jacob Habinga. Right-handed batter. Going to adjust those batting gloves. Re-Velcro. Collect himself. Step back in. Working from the windup, Ryan Schumer. Here comes a wind. He'll foul another one out of play. 3-2 once again for Jacob Habinga. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind at 3-2 once again. Line drive, rope, past third base. To his right, Billy Owens would have been a tremendous stop. Going to go in the game as a base hit. Sharply hit ball just inside third base. Billy Owens trying to put a glove on it. Base hit for Jacob Habinga. Next batter in the lineup, 27, Evan Rainey. Evan Rainey, the designated hitter in the ballgame, 127. Evan Rainey, batting 208 on the season, 345 on base percentage. First pitch comes in short off the glove of Jackson Kane. Ball one. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson Kane going to get a baseball replacement. It's also back to Ryan Schumer. Rainey on the season. Entering this ballgame, 58 state appearances, 48 official at-bats. He's got 8 RBI. Set position. Pitch comes in. They can drive to center field. Going to back up to center fielder. Bryn Robbins couldn't make a play on it. Picks it up against the wall. From the warning track, he'll toss it in. It's going to be a double off the bat of 27, Evan Rainey. And Jacob Habinga moves to third base.
Number two, Abram.
Next batter in the lineup going to be number two, Abram Ritchie. As another base bat collector jogs back to the dugout. Step off the back of the rubber, Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to walk out and have a conversation with his infield. Again, we thank you for listening. And I will mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. So they're working on the diamond right there. And we'll also mention Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So changes on the diamond. Doing the pitching for the Knights is 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart enters the ball game with 7 2/3 innings under his belt. Evan Dienhart, he's participated in 16 games along the season. He's participated in 4 as a pitcher. 40 batters faced on the season, he's got a record of 1-1. Evan Dienhart on the season has allowed 1 earned run. He's allowed 4 runs. He's walked 9. He struck out 7. So he's getting some final warm-up tosses. Working there on the diamond at shortstop is Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein now at the shortstop position. He enters out of the dugout. We get some final warm-up tosses on the diamond. So they're working right there. Runners at second and third base. Over at third base is Evan Rainey. Working right. I take that back. Evan Rainey at second base. At third base is Jacob Habinga. Jacob Habinga and Evan Rainey on the diamond. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Next batter in the lineup, going to be Abram Ritchie. Plays a shortstop position, wears number 2. Right-handed batter. Ritchie, 440 on base percentage. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter's box, Abram Ritchie. Right-handed pitcher, Evan Dienhart. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Might have been something different than a fastball. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a set position. Evan Dienhart. Pitch comes in. Froze him up. Strike 3. 1 out. Double check here. They're going to say it's hit by pitch. But let him give me a piece of the hand there. No swing. You're going to jog down to first base. I'm going to say hit by pitch. You jog down to first base. Bases are loaded. Bases all occupied. So, have a conversation on the diamond. Coach Bourdonnais having a conversation with home plate umpire. Home plate umpire going to possibly have a conversation with, talk with the base umpire. We're talking about it right there. It's a called third strike, but I'm the backtrack and might have been hit by a pitch on the hand. Number two, Abram Ritchie, was grimacing as if he was. And they're going to talk about it on the diamond right there. Home plate umpire, infield umpire. They're going to call him out by strikes. He did not make a swing. They're going to say evidently the ball, we're going to double check here. Coach should mention Coach Clayton Richard going to have a conversation now. Broncos coach going to talk with the home plate umpire. At least going to get an understanding of what happens here. So, he's going to walk off the diamond. Is number two, Abram Ritchie. Still one runner aboard. I take that back. Two runners aboard. Second and third base. Habinga, that's Jacob Habinga, at third base. Evan Rainey at second base. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 15, Aiden Marcus. Aiden Marcus got aboard last time up. He'll step in again. Left-handed batter. Aiden Marcus batting 262. Working from the stretch. First pitch comes in. Ball low. One ball, no strikes. Aiden Marcus on base percentage of .466. Aiden Marcus has 6 RBI on the season. Working from the stretch. Now the set, Dehart, here comes the pitch. Swung on, it'll take one left field. If it's a fair ball, it's going to drop in. It does drop in. One run's going to score. Rainey moves over to third base. Evan Dehart over there to possibly take a throw and jump over Evan Rainey. Everybody's safe. No cleats where they shouldn't be. So,
now batting number one.
Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number one, Mason Myers. Mason Myers. Going to step in right here to batter. One run in. Here in the top of the seventh. 9-2 ball game. Right-handed batter, Mason Myers, ball's in play. Runners at first and third base. Working out a stretch, now a set. Evan Dehart. Pitch comes in, strike called. Right there below the kneecaps, probably. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. Checks third base. Going to swing, full swing, ground ball. Gutwein going to throw across the diamond. Getting the put out. Is C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell making a good one-hop stop for the out. As a run comes in to score, Evan Rainey crosses the plate.
Now about in the third baseman, number 5.
Two runs in. Two outs on the diamond. Next batter in the lineup can be Keelan Dunkel. Keelan Dunkel, number 5. Keelan Dunkel going to step in. Batting 240. 381 on base percentage. At 65 plate appearances, 50 official at-bats, he's got 10 RBI. First pitch comes in outside, a ball. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back into rubber, stepping back into the batter's box. Keelan Dunkel, Evan Dehart pitching. Out of set, he'll check the bases. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, called strike. One ball, one strike. One foot in the box, one foot out, and step back in. Peering in, looking at singles, Evan Dehart. Checks second base. Foul ball, going to pop it up behind home plate. Giving their chase is Jackson Kane, and it goes out of play. Jackson Kane made a catch like that earlier in the ballgame. It stayed in for him. That one floats out. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Runners at second and third base. Working on the diamond right there. Aiden Marcus at second base. I think that back to second base, occupied. Runners at second. Check. Stepping back in. Keelan Dunkel. Be a ground ball in the infield. Will be fielded by Hudson Gutwein. He'll pick it up again. They throw across the diamond. Couldn't make this catch right there that time with T.J. Bell. Runner does move to third base. So next batter in the lineup, we're going to see Asa Coburn. Check that Kyle Grabovoy. Going to step in. Where's number 11? Plays right field, Kyle Grabovoy. At first base, base running is Keelan Dunkel. Runner at third base. Runners at first and third base. Right-handed batter, Kyle Grabovoy. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, short off the glove. Good block by Jackson Kane. Kyle Grabovoy. Where's number 11? Kyle Grabovoy on the season, batting 200. That's in 57 plate appearances, 50 official at-bats. On base percentage of 273. He does have an RBI on the season. This time Van will pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by Owen Munn. He'll make the catch. And the final score after 6.5, Knights 9, Broncos 3. Again, we'll mention Broncos. Going to play again this week. They'll play on Wednesday. They'll play May the 11th. 6 o'clock start time, Lafayette Jet Broncos will be at the Western Panthers. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll play again tomorrow night right here. It'll be a 5:30 start time, May the 10th. It'll be University High School Trailblazers. They will be at the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We do thank you for listening. We hope you'll be back tomorrow. And until then, we'd like to thank my wife back home. She helps quite a bit for putting me in sports. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. Let's talk to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, I tell you what, you got some runs in spurts tonight. You did well.
Yeah, we did. I thought we did a better job with runners in scoring position than we have been lately. And, you know, we had some clutch hits, which we haven't been getting the last couple of ball games. So that was really good to see.
You got several games this weekend. You have to kind of pitch sparingly, kind of, don't you?
Yeah, we got, you know, 6 games. So, you know, whoever we throw out there has got to step up and get the job done. Thought Bryn did a really good job tonight. He didn't have his great stuff that he's had in previous outings, but he really battled and got us through 5 innings.
The Broncos, they're going to head to Western. They're going to be battling with the Panthers. That's something you'll look at, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got our eye on Western Friday night. We know they're probably one of the best, if not the best, team in the state, irregardless of the classes. So, but we're looking forward to the opportunity. It's going to be a challenge. Our kids like challenges, and we'll be up for it.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night.